Joining me now is the Division Chief of EMS for Western Maine Ambulance, and it's Matt House. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, June, you guys start publicizing this thing we call LifeMed.
Yep, that's correct.
Tell me a little bit about what LifeMed is and how it got its start.
It got its start to help our patients within the community. LifeMed is a subscription-based insurance program. And what it does is that any bill that may be potentially going to the patient, LifeMed actually makes it a zero balance. So we know every insurance has a deductible. That deductible wouldn't be charged to any of the residents that are on LifeMed.
So it's a good thing to have in addition to, it's almost like an Aflac for your insurance as far as hospital transportation goes.
That's a pretty fair analogy. It's a supplement insurance, but it's a subscription insurance too. The key part to this is that the monies go off to the write-offs. So any that for the district, we're able to save some money with those write-offs. But really, the money goes back into the community for developing. A lot of our outlying areas are strapped for money even more than anybody else. So we're able to use some of this LifeMed monies to develop an EMT class, give supplies out to Swiss Home Deadwood, Mapleton, in the EMS sector. And of course, our district being almost 1,000 square miles, we have to rely on these outlying areas in order to provide first response medical care. If they don't do that, then there's a delay of care within 20 minutes.
How costly are ambulance rides?
Unfortunately, everything in medicine is costly, including EMS. The base rate for BLS is $1,700, and it goes up from there. We also have BLS, which is basic life support, ALS, advanced life support, and also specialty care treatments, which is transfers, which is what 11 of our guys are trained to do. And when this really falls in capturing a lot of the transfers we do from Riverbend to from Peace Harbor Hospital to Riverbend. And these specialty care transports are way above a normal paramedic training. So we are able to capture more revenue for them. And those are usually around $2,400 per transport. Where LifeMed kicks in, depending on the insurance that you may have, the deductible will be waived. So some people, their insurance says it's a $50 or $100 deductible for an ambulance usage. It will be waived with LifeMed if you're a member.
So the advanced care, I mean, is that where it's a life-threatening condition or something, or a critical condition where the patient has to receive enough care to keep them stable?
So Medicare defines these, and of course, Medicare, CMS rules pretty much insurance. They define BLS as some basic life support as something that's just maybe routine that doesn't require interventions. ALS is more advanced life support, which could be starting an IV, putting them on a heart monitor where we're interpreting the EKGs, giving them medications, whether it be Zofran to analgesics. And then critical care is blood transfusions, vent operations, pump operations, all kinds of different stuff that's above that as well.
So a broken arm, broken leg would be under?
It would be under ALS.
ALS.
Yeah.
So basic then would be something like, what would be an example of a basic?
A basic really more goes into is just needing a medical transport from one place to another. Those are actually hard for us to capture revenues from because Medicare generally doesn't pay. And of course, we all know Medicare only pays about 30% of the bill as well.
And so LifeMed is, like you said, is a subscription service. Now, how does LifeMed work? How is that set up? In other words, I pay, how much do I pay for a LifeMed subscription?
So a LifeMed prescription is $65, and it goes from fiscal year to fiscal year. It is not prorated. So if you were to come in September, December, saying we just moved in the area, then we would just start it from that point, and then the next fiscal year would capture you in renewals. So $65 is what it is, and that, of course, covers anything. If it's considered an emergency, it does not cover non-emergency, so back to ALS and above. If you had a procedure or a transfer that was deemed medically necessary, LifeMed would capture all that.
Now, that $65, that's just a one-time payment? I mean, if I have three ambulance rides that year, is that all covered under the $165?
Yep, it's $65. Currently, we have no language in it. Some other districts say that if you use LifeMed three times, that after that it ceases, but we don't have any language to that. We really want to take care of our community members the best that we can.
Now, let's talk about some of the units that you guys have out there. You go from EMS paramedics to what range of training is out there available with your staff?
So we, in the state of Oregon, it's broken down to a first responder, EMT, which is an EMT basic, advanced intermediate, which is the next step, and then paramedic. And then we also have another layer above that, which is specialty care transport, or FPC, which is a critical care paramedic. 11 of our full-time staff are trained to critical care paramedic. Give that into context that the only other agencies in the state that are like that are Aero Medical, so like Life Flight, Reach. They are all FPC or CCP qualified. And the community really benefits with having these critically care trained paramedics, and which makes it easier as a district too, because all their training hours in critical care backtracks all the way through to paramedic EMT.
So in addition to LifeMed, you have another service, Mobile Integrated Healthcare. And we had talked about this in the past. Kind of tell folks, because we had a lot of folks move into the area that may not be familiar with this. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
So Mobile Integrated Healthcare, a.k.a. Community Paramedic, but we're not allowed to use that because it was trademarked from, I believe, Wisconsin. That program is a collaboration between Peace Health Foundation, Peace Health, and Western Lane. So we have an employee, which is the Mobile Integrated Healthcare, and her whole responsibility is we classify four different areas, which is 30-day readmission, prevent 30-day readmissions, prevent high utilizers, whether it be ER high utilizers or EMS high utilizers. And then the fourth one we actually have adapted because of our area and demographics is palliative care. Palliative workflow is so big into our district that they're really, really overwhelmed. So they asked for our help, and probably 60% of our workload is directed to palliative care and assisting that program.
And I guess that's because our age, our median age here is much higher than most communities.
Absolutely correct. And when you look at setting up the MIH or community paramedic in a program, you're looking at building bridges in healthcare system. And so, of course, the 30-day readmission was enacted by Affordable Care Act, which gave accountability to if somebody was admitted to the hospital within 30 days, if they're readmitted to the hospital, then essentially no revenues are captured by that hospital. There's accountability that was placed on that was never done before. It doesn't really affect EMS, but overall, long term, it could affect EMS. Where this employee does is really trying to prevent and not prevent them from using services, but redirecting them to more appropriate services.
How many ambulance units does Western Lane have?
We have five ambulances. Three of them are what we call first out ambulances that are to maintain the routine day-to-day EMS workload. And then we also have two transfer ambulances because our transfers, we average about 600 transfers between our hospital and hospitals throughout all of the state. And then we also have our Rescue 10, which is a support vehicle to go out and assist people out in our biggest recreation on the West Coast, and it's the sand dunes, of course.
Have you ever had an instance where all units were out at one time?
More and more frequently.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that mainly major accidents or multiple accidents, or how does that usually occur?
You know, the rhyme and reason behind it isn't, it's hard to predict.
It's just random?
Yeah. What we try to do is always plan for the 90 percentile calls. So if we can manage our 90% of our calls, we're always going to have surge or escalation events that 10% would fall into. You know, it's almost like the community plans together and say, I'm going to call 911 at 10 o'clock. And next thing you know, we have 11 or five ambulances going off at the same time. That's not how it
plays out. Is that a full moon thing? You know,
it's not a full moon. It's never been something to me that is like, yeah, I take steak in the full moon. But before the full moon or the after the full moon, I definitely, the community acts differently.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how Western Lane interacts with Sayusa Valley Fire and Rescue.
Best I've ever seen it. You know, I've been in this area and doing the job for about 20 years, and our cooperation working together has been, over the last 3-4 years, really improved.
Is there any services that you both can provide in an emergency situation?
Well, absolutely. There's, when we have a cardiac arrest event, the fire department's auto-dispatched to that. We've recently deployed an EMS response plan with the fire department that certain calls they will automatically respond to, which is cardiac, chest pain, shortness of breath, stroke. So we're trying to capture more of the significant calls that we could use more hands on the scene. And we implemented that April 1st, and we've had 4 cases that we actually really had really positive outcomes because of it. So it's working.
All right. Let me get back to LifeMed before we finish up here, because I want folks to be able to understand how this goes. Now, your big push for re-upping and for new folks is this month, pretty much.
Yeah, starting June 1st, we open our enrollment, and it'll go through July 1st.
All right. So what do folks have to know about? What do they have to do? Do they come down there? Can they download a form? How's that work?
So on westernlaneambulance.com, there is a fillable form to fill out. Most of the people that we capture now are through re-enrollments. So we'll be sending out those letters to our current members to see if they want to re-enroll. And then all they have to do is fill it out. They can either send it in or drop it off at Sciasa Valley Station number 1 on 26th and 101 or 410 9th Street right next to the hospital.
All right. Matt House, thank you so much for dropping by today. And good luck with the re-ups and have a safe day.
Thanks for having me.
Next up on Our Town, we'll talk to Lonnie Eiholtz about the Florence Kiwanis Golf Tournament coming up on June 22nd.